everyone, and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 7. We have an excellent show for you today. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Multimedia.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
Gadi Elkon.
Y'all do look sweaty, both of y'all.
And Gwen Reyes. We're all in a bit of laughter here.
I'm very outnumbered.
He was talking about Gwen and Brian.
And Gadi, as always, is pantsless.
Always.
Always, but he's not sweaty, though.
Donald Ducking.
Perfectly calm.
Well, we have a great show. As usual, we have our top three intro. And this week, we have top three robots in movies and television.
Robots.
Does anybody say robots?
No, they don't.
It's robots.
Androids count as robots?
Yes.
Now, this includes animation. This includes television, movies.
Okay.
They have to be robots. Or, according to
something
the Conways, it could be an alien.
I vote Tom Hardy.
Aww.
Star Trek? Nobody? Okay.
Aww.
Well, yeah, let's start.
He was a clone, not a robot.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair.
Oh.
But Bane kind of had, like, a robot mask, so
That's true.
Had robotics.
It had some robotics.
Robotics.
Do the voice.
We can dance if we want to.
All right. What was that?
Helps me breathe.
Well, Gwen, what are your top three robots?
Oh, God, you're starting with me.
I am.
All right.
I can go first if you want me to.
Well,
we can... I'll
hell no.
Queen.
Go,
Queen.
Gwen.
No, I'm going first. Because I have adorable ones. Because I'm a
child.
She's
stealing my adorable ones.
I'm a child.
She's stealing them all.
I'm stealing all the adorable ones. So, I started with Wally.
Damn it!
That's like everyone's number one.
That is excellent.
Because he's adorable.
It is the most adorable robot ever.
Adorable.
And one of the best animated films.
And he saves like an planet.
It also makes me really jealous that I don't have one of those things that would just carry me everywhere.
Exactly.
I want to live on the
ship.
And
Wally seemed like he was a cross between like E.T. and Johnny Five to make him so lovable.
Who
big eyes
the,
and...
Yeah.
The OCD robot from that was pretty funny too.
Bernie?
Oh, the
cleaner
one.
The cleaner one
was funny.
Yeah.
That's an excellent choice.
Yeah, so that's way better than robots.
Respect.
Robots.
Right. And then I also did Flight of the Navigator.
Oh,
oh
the Max.
Oh.
Max?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Max, right?
Who's the voice of that? Who's the...
Paul Rubens. Pee-wee Herman.
Was that really?
Absolutely.
Compliance.
Yeah. He did the Pee-wee voice for like a second.
I know.
So good. Yeah.
And that's all I have.
What do we do?
Because those are the only two
robots. We need one more. We need one more.
She has no idea about
are you bailing?
Robots.
Yeah, I'm bailing on that.
No.
We'll come back to you.
Flight of the Navigator.
We'll come back to you.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you. All right. All right. Adam. Top three robots.
I separated it into movie robots and TV robots. So my top three movie robots, one is Wally, which was already said by...
Woo!
And of course you have to have Johnny Five from Sword
Johnny Circle. Number Five!
Johnny Five Alive.
He became an American citizen in part two.
Yeah.
Racist.
Was Five the number
Stephanie.
Five, or was spelled out Five for his last name?
Stephanie.
It was spelled out.
It was spelled out.
Input. Was it spelled out like
Stephanie.
The band Five? Like
and then he became gold-plated,
the
and he was broken down for parts, so...
It was F.
That's really depressing. Why did you even talk about that?
I don't know.
Go to Happy Thoughts, asshole.
That was
well,
the
then another happy
you
robot,
see that part
movie robot, is the Iron Giant.
Oh, I put that down. That was sweet, but
yes.
I took him off.
Yeah, I had the Iron Giant.
He's
a big
robot.
He's
a big robot.
It was a great acting on his part. He had three words they said.
Well, I'm sick of y'all doing happy ones. Can I go
and then,
Dark One?
Yes.
Oh my god, you still have three more.
Yeah, don't
There's Vicky from Small Wonder.
Yay!
That's good.
Yeah. She was great.
Was
and
there only one
of
season
course,
of that show?
It was pretty much canceled right away. So.
I remember that show.
It was pretty progressive
for
its time.
For you younger audience, it was, is it late 80s, early 90s
sitcom?
It was
70s
early
80s.
A little girl who was a robot.
It was definitely 80s.
Of a family, yeah.
You constantly see it on like on all those 80s compilation shows.
Best of the 80s.
As a show that no one ever watched.
Oh.
Then you have Bender from Futurama.
Greatness.
Yes.
He's a bending unit.
Is he the funniest robot?
He probably is.
Pretty funny guy.
Bender's pretty awesome.
Funny guy.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
And probably the greatest robot from television, Data.
Data's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They never should have made him pee yellow though. Really bad choice.
He did get an emotional chip, which he liked.
Yeah,
that was good. He also had sex a few times on the show with Deanna Troi. No?
Denise Crosby.
Denise Crosby.
Tasha Yar.
That's right.
Yar.
Yeah.
David
she became a Ferengi, right? No, Romulan. She became a Romulan later on.
Sure.
Let's fucking move on.
Okay, those are my picks. So, all right. Gotti, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I went completely different. I went android thinking. So I went kind of darker roles.
Android or cyborg?
Yes.
All three are androids, I believe.
Okay.
But Wally was my third choice, so that's not an android, but my other two were androids. Is Ash from Alien, the original robotic figure.
Bilbo Baggins?
Sure.
Ian Holmes.
Quality.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that knew what the hell was going on while they were there. So he was like the leader, even though it didn't matter about the humans. And then the next one, obviously, the Terminator.
All right.
Because he's the evil
with
robot.
The T2 or Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator?
First one.
First one, okay.
Because that's...
He was awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, what was his name in the Aliens again?
Ash. Yeah.
No, it's Bishop.
No, that's
he's
an alien.
Bishop is part two.
Alien
two.
Is
Lance
Ash.
Hendrickson is the...
Ash is
one
alien.
In part two.
Bishop is in... Two and three.
Yeah.
But it's Ash.
Ash was
the
Ian Holm, who was the evil.
And then, of course, you got David
robots.
With Prometheus.
Prometheus?
Who...
Oh, you mean
did
my
I say it wrong?
Michael Fassbender?
Yeah,
Prometheus.
Oh, that's right. Well, Ridley can suck it. but yeah, David, I guess, is the first one now? Before Ash?
Before Ash. Who do you have for your third pick?
Wally.
But
well, I might actually... Did
I have
write,
another one.
Can I write a third
oh, you
one
finally
down?
Came up with
oh,
another
right.
It was one that was
yeah.
in the back
Gwen,
of my head.
Gwen came up with her
but
third
Gwen,
one. What is it?
Because it's not a movie I enjoy, but it's a character that always stayed with me, which was the Jude Law bear from...
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That
he's great.
Depressing.
I'm not
a
movie.
The bear.
But he's quality.
He was
oh, from AI?
From AI, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying.
I like Jude Law. I like Gigolo Joe.
But Jude Law was nominated right for that.
I actually wrote Gigolo Joe down. As one of mine.
He
all
was
right.
nominated
that's
for
awesome.
That?
No, that
yeah.
He was really good.
For supporting
in
actor.
But the bear was pretty
F.
awesome. Teddy bear.
Sad.
Teddy.
It's a sad movie.
All right, Andrew, you're up, buddy.
Well, let's see. You guys went over a lot of ones I kind of had on my list, but
right,
I
right.
had a few others that I'll throw out there for some honorable mentions. One, we're doing, later today, we're doing Revenge of the Nerds, so I want to throw out the beer-fetching robot. Who doesn't like a robot to get beer?
Yeah.
So true.
It's great.
Excellent.
So that's my that was my runner-up. It wasn't my top three. But I kind of went with funny robots. I had Wally on there, but from TV, I went with Osimo.
Oh,
our favorite
Osimo
robot
from South Park.
Sweet, babe.
I had an action figure of Osimo.
That is pretty genius.
It was, and on the same lines of that, I throw back to the evil Bill and Ted from.
I totally thought
Bill
I have that genius. Written down. Bill and Ted robots.
Yeah, those definitely
stations.
Hey, the Bill. Hey.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, yeah, that's the ones that have been covered on my list.
All right. Well, I wrote down quite a bit, and some of them were mentioned. Probably my favorite robot was HAL 9000 from 2001: Space Odyssey.
Ugh. Big red light.
Very creepy, and
he's more of a computer.
I liked him
robot.
In.
Well, he's a robot.
I liked him in Airplane 2. Hal was pretty good in that.
Yes, he was.
He's the ship, right? That comes
yeah.
as a robot. Yeah.
He was AI.
In Airplane 2,
he pretty
was,
much killed everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're allowing Flight of the Navigator,
his comedic side.
We can allow Hal.
True.
He's also an alien.
What are you doing, Dave? Dave, what are you doing?
I'm gonna have also
like a
have
nagging
a curve,
girlfriend.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
What
else
you
got, Brian?
I've got a dot matrix from Spaceballs.
Like,
good
great
choice.
Guy.
Yes.
Great.
I was thinking of her too.
Don't
riffle.
Virgin alert. Virgin alert.
Virgin alert.
I'm surprised no one's doing the Star Wars.
Can't be bothered.
Well, they were
too obvious.
R2 and C-3PO are
again.
Unless we just said like Luke's hand.
And I feel like no one said the Terminator because it was too obvious too.
He did.
I did.
Oh, you said it. Okay.
Also,
listen. Something he always does.
Also thought Marvin from
Marvin
from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yes.
Galaxy is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's
because
good.
He's just
Alan,
the size most depressing
Alan
guy
Alan.
Ever.
It's like, the computer that did
it's not
the
like
sigh.
It matters anyway.
Was it?
No, it was that was the computer.
The computer did the sigh.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, the door
yeah.
was open.
So
and
those,
it was always like mocking him.
Those are my three. The other ones that weren't mentioned was Daryl. Remember that movie, Daryl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the Sentinel from the Matrix, which was really creepy.
Yeah.
If you ever heard of an
Octopus.
80s movie called Space Camp, Jinx, the robot that went into space.
Yeah.
TikTok from Return to Oz.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah. The Fembots from Austin Powers.
I was about to say TikTok too. That's what I was like, someone's gonna say it. Someone's gonna
TikTok.
Like, me under the bus if I say TikTok.
Fembots. Oh, and was Roy Batty.
Well, the thing is, Roy Batty. What,
Android.
Was he an Android, though?
He was an Android, so he would have counted.
Okay. I actually had Roy Batty, but I was like,
Brian,
I don't think
you
would have
said.
He was in my thing, but I went Alien instead of Blade
Runner. Crow T. Robot.
But he was
Tom Servo from.
Damn it, I didn't even think of him.
I was like, Brian's going to say those guys for sure. So
what about Pepsi Man?
Damn it.
From Back
yes, Crow and Tom Servo.
Max
so
Hedren.
Good.
Max Hedren.
Or the Lost in Space Robot.
Yeah.
Danger
Robot.
Mystery
Science.
Robinson.
That's
Danger.
A good one, man. I didn't even think of that.
You would have, they're in so many movies.
Yes, they are.
And I have amazing. None of you picked Metropolis.
I have it right here. Maria.
I thought about
Maria
it.
From Metropolis.
Evil,
I thought about
yeah, her.
Yeah.
And then,
sure.
And then there's Calculon from Futurama because he
there's Kit from Knight Rider
or Hedonism Bot.
Vroom.
He's great.
I thought for sure Gwen was Purple Bot from Family Matters.
Purple Bot.
Yeah, she is. Who doesn't like to see the Purple Bot dance?
I could agree. Who is the funniest robot? Would it be Crow or Tom Servo, or would it be like Calculon or Bender?
Tom Servo is gonna be up
pretty
there.
Awesome.
I think he's the he's funnier than Bender. Bender's got some good one-liners, but
Bender's pretty effing funny.
But Tom Servo's hilarious.
Would you consider Darth Vader a robot, or is he
no.
like half Henry's robot?
He's part robot.
He was definitely part
he's
robot,
Android.
Wasn't he? Mostly fucking robotic.
Was.
Like, what is the limit? Like, do you have to have a
who's
robot
the most
brain?
Robot? Is it RoboCop? Is he the most?
RoboCop's a
he's
a
pretty.
Robot.
He was like
sad.
A little bitch.
He was a little sad.
He cried like a little bitch. Anakin Skywalker in Episode 1 was a robot, wasn't he?
Well, that's the argument.
At least
like,
he's acting.
I'm confused.
Is he?
Oh,
I think you're thinking of Forrest Whitaker in the Butler.
I think you still have
Forrest Whitaker in Battlefield.
Forrest Whitaker was in Bloodsport. He's amazing.
And what happened to?
Else.
I thought you were gonna mention Bicentennial Man. What happened?
Oh yeah, Robin Williams.
Another sad movie.
He became fully human.
I think all we did was just list off robots.
He did.
But it was good.
I have a top three list of 100.
In no particular order.
Well, let us know what your top three robots are. Robots
I'm sure
are,
we missed a few. Maybe not. I think we got
I think we
covered them all.
We got it all covered, but thanks for listening. Robots.
And if you find out if there's any sort of Tom Hardy robot, like Gwen, no, because she would have him on the top of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, email
so
her.
So
her
awesome.
So
my
whole list.
I would totally love it.